Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall, VIP podcast that we're doing again because we had a malfunction. The first one was brilliant. You should just trust me and accept it, and then we can be done. How's that?
It's so sad you'll never get to hear it. It really was amazing.
It was remarkable. We are driving by, well, have you ever seen Pee Wee Herman?
Yes.
You know his movie where he goes out and he goes to the place where they have the dinosaurs?
Oh, yes.
That's right. We were right there. Cabazon, yeah. Off I-10. We're driving back from Houston to L.A. And I've got to say, 1,556 miles is a long drive. Dogs don't mind. They're bye-byes in the car, aren't they? Yes, they are. Anyway, speaking of bye-byes in the car, how about that Zelensky?
He got kicked out.
First of all, thanks for dressing up. We're talking about this on Saturday afternoon, early afternoon. And the reality is that a lot of the people who jumped on it, and you should look at who came in and supported America versus who supported the puny Slavic potentate. Apparently there was 40 minutes of him being a dick before the shots that we all saw with Trump saying you've got no cards to play and Vance saying, hey, great move going and hanging with the opposition party. I mean, how dumb do you have to be to put your money down on one of the two American parties? Netanyahu doesn't do that. You never hear Netanyahu talk bad about the Democrats. Now, it's no secret the Republicans are more friendly, but he does not diss them, ever. Because he's not freaking retarded. Zelensky, I think Zelensky gets high on his own supply of whatever the smoke is that they're blowing up his ass all the time. I mean, this guy has an unbelievably large opinion of himself.
He's got a lot of nerve.
He's like the Bono of European foreign policy. You two used to be tolerable. By the way, we have the CPAC crud. It was SICPAC.
It was SICPAC, yeah.
So that's why it's not. That's why it would have been nice to have been able to use the first recording. But the, I think Zelensky's really wearing out his welcome. Anybody who looks at the entire tape is going to have to admit, unless they're a liar or other Democrat regime media person, that maybe Zelensky's best idea wasn't going in there and being a jerk. Now, some people are saying, well, Trump should have been the bigger man. Okay. Why do you think they call this diplomacy? Because you're diplomatic. You be polite. Diplomats aren't polite. Why? To get the emotion out of it to the extent possible. Do not create unintended offense. Now, maybe he intended this offense. If so, I don't know what it was for. Did he think he was going to bully Trump? Yeah, he was going to get in there and make Trump bend to his will. What do you think?
I don't know, man. I don't know who advised him, but that was dumb.
Not a great move.
That was dumb.
Yeah. At best, he was emotionally undisciplined.
I don't know. You don't go somewhere asking for more money, more help, and then be a total jerk.
And keep in mind, that's money we'll have to borrow.
Yeah.
Right? We've given $350 million. Generations of Americans are going to be paying interest on the money we gave Ukraine. And frankly, it doesn't seem grateful. It just seems kind of demanding.
Yeah.
And again, yes, I know, you know, oh, well, you know, it's Donald Trump. You've got to, you know, you have to flatter him. Dude, you don't go to any leader and act like a jerk. Okay? It's not flattering him not to be an asshole. I don't know why I have to say these things, but apparently it's a special rule with Donald Trump that you get to go and disrespect him and he has to just take it. Because if they did this, if he came in and did this with Biden, well, fucking Biden would be like, who are you?
Yeah.
Where's my mush? I want to go watch Matlock.
Make the small man fly, Mom.
Make the small man fly, Doctor. They would have been all over it. But no, it's Donald Trump, so it's all Donald Trump's fault. Yeah, Trump loves Putin. Look, the Ukrainians, I know, right? The Ukrainians have been losing credibility with conservative Americans, who happen to be the Americans who hold three of the three branches of government at the moment, for a long time. Early on, I thought, oh, okay, he's a brave guy. You know, hey, I don't need a ride. I need ammunition. Okay, kind of cool. I sympathize with the Ukrainians. I say it before. I'll say it again. I've trained them. I've worked with them. I'm on their side. I wish they could win, right? Not against them. But, you know, it's been 3 years. They're not going to win this war. I wish they could win this war. I also wish Chet the Unicorn would come and magically drive me home so I don't have another 2 freaking hours on the road.
Come on, Chet.
Chet, why are you being such a dick unicorn? I don't understand. I don't understand the thought process of going in and getting into a fight. And Trump was not looking for a fight. In the early part of the talk, he's actually complimentary. He's nice. He was expecting to sign this mineral deal. And then, for whatever reason, Zelensky takes it in a different direction. And eventually Trump boots him out and says, you don't want peace. And I got to tell you, I don't think he wants peace. What happens to Zelensky if there's peace? Right?
Yeah.
Is he that popular at home? I don't know. I can't trust the mainstream media to tell me. Might he actually lose an election if he were to, you know, actually have one? Because certainly that cuts off the money. Well, maybe not all the money. Rebuilding Ukraine is going to be the scam of all scams. Just like rebuilding Gaza is.
Yeah.
Why we're rebuilding other people's shit is beyond me. I don't know if America has the patience for it. I mean, you look at, USAID, right? The other day, Nicholas Baker of the New York Times puts out this tweet. Tomorrow, we're having money cut off, and millions of pregnant women will be endangered. Millions of people will be at risk for AIDS because, you know, tomorrow the money's getting cut off. And at one time, like in the 90s, we'd go, oh no, let's help. And now I'm like, I got questions. Tomorrow, America stops writing a check. Tomorrow, millions of people are screwed. What about their own countries? Right? What about the countries they're from? What about China? You know? What about Europe? Where are they? Why is it that if America doesn't fork over a bunch of cash tomorrow, all these people are suddenly going to die? And after, you know, we've been paying these people for a while, right? Doesn't it seem that they're doing a lot of relying on us to pay for their shit?
And they're very ungrateful.
Well, that too, but
I mean,
but the thing is, I mean, gratitude aside, why are they, you know, why haven't they, you know, in 80 years since World War II, maybe you could have built a health clinic yourself, you know, maybe you guys could have invested a little cash in your own shitty country. And it's like, if you can't take care of your own people, if one day America stops paying, and the next day your people are dying, are you really capable of, you know, actually being a country?
I know.
Or is this just colonialism without the upside?
I just feel like we just found out we're propping up the rest of the world.
I know, right?
And
to an extent we never thought possible.
Yeah, and I don't know, it's sort of kind of like a surf.
A surf?
Yeah. Like, keep dancing.
I do feel like, I know, I do feel like people are, like, very, very demanding about what we do. That, you know, hey, we've got expectations. And it's like, I can't believe America's going to kill these people by not giving them free money. Well, what would happen if there's no America? You know, would they just die? I don't...
It's pretty pathetic.
How did we become responsible for it? How did this become not a, hey, we're being cool, here you go, this is yours, too. I can't believe you're withholding stuff. This is all your fault. Well, it's not our fault. It's your fault, your shitty country. And again, and for the one, and the millions of people will catch AIDS. Well, I've got a suggestion. And it's not going to cost you anything. It's totally free, and you will not catch AIDS. Want to hear it? And these globalist leftist types, the ones that are like, oh, Zelensky's a real hero for standing up to that bully Trump. How is Trump bullying him? By not just handing him more fucking money? By telling him, hey, you don't have any cards to play, buddy. That's not bullying him, man. That's the truth. Because he doesn't have any cards to play. When did we become responsible for everybody else? Because I don't remember raising my hand and becoming responsible for what's happening in freaking Upper Volta, you know? Oh, I'm sorry, Burkina Faso. That's what it is now, this week. Yeah, it's just stupid. And I don't think we ought to do it. And I don't think we're going to. But it's also an indefensible position. Like the Europeans. Which, you know, America, you need to give more stuff to Ukraine. And also, continue to subsidize our defense while we import a bunch of third world barbarians to rape our own people.
Oh, and while we're jailing people.
Yeah, while we're jailing people.
You know, posting memes. Yeah.
Yeah. And Trump's like, no, you gotta defend yourself and you gotta step up on Ukraine. And they're like, well, you know, Trump's trying to bully us into, increasing our own defense capacity and supporting Ukraine. So we're gonna show him, we're gonna increase our own defense capacity and support Ukraine. It's like, okay. Alright, okay. Your threat is acceptable. That is, alright. Europeans are so weak, they don't even understand how threats work. If you keep telling me to do this, I'm going to do it. I'll do it. Don't doubt me. Nope, no doubts. Go ahead. I'm serious. I'm crazy enough to do it. It's just stupid. Oh, and the Euros were all like with Zelensky. Oh, you know, we stand beside you. Do you? I mean, really? Is that what you're telling this guy? Donald Trump has this amazing ability to make his enemies take up these undefendable positions. So you got the Europeans being stupid. You got Zelensky being stupid. You know, the Democrats here are like, oh man, we got Trump now. All America's going to rally around the little hobbit guy in the army uniform over Trump. They're going to love him. They're going to stand with him. I don't think that's so. I looked at that, I was like, the foo? What are you talking about? I mean, these guys just don't understand Americans. But more than that, Donald Trump's magical. I mean, he's basically got the whole Democrat Party going, yes, a man can have a vagina. It's not a mother, it's a pregnant person. A person of pregnancy. I mean, it's insane. These are terrible positions. These are 80-20 positions. 80% of people are normal and go, that's crazy. 20% are, no! I demand you accept this manifest falsehood. And Trump's like, oh, I'll just stay with the 80. And the Democrats, well, I'm sitting with the 20 because I've got the moral high ground. We believe trans women are women. Or, I don't. Is it a trans woman's a woman?
Yeah.
I don't know who's a woman. In their bizarre constellation of gender idiocy. But it's the same kind of people. It's the same kind of globalists who run these European countries. They're not in touch with their own people. And of course they suppress their own people, arresting them for memes and things.
Well, they don't care. They don't care about their own people.
No, they don't care about their own people. Their own people are there to be sacrificed.
Nothing but contempt for them.
They hate their own people. And ignored. The thing is, they're all like, I can't believe these right-wing parties are rising. Well, that's because none of the major parties will talk about the things that the people want to actually talk about. In America, with the two-party system, you typically can't create a third party that can therefore be marginalized. You instead have a revolution inside one of the parties, which is what Trump did. Because remember, no one was talking about, like, deport them all before Trump came.
Right.
But that's like a 70% American position. You know? That's what the polls say. 70% of people are like, well, you know, if you're, you know, an illegal alien, you're allowed to go home. You know, pack your shit. Or la mierda. If
Mierda.
That's French. Le merde. Are there any French illegal aliens? Go raid a bakery somewhere. They have an ICE agent who dresses up like Jerry Lewis to attract them. See, nobody's going to get that.
See, this is comedy.
That's comedy gold. People don't understand if the French used to find Jerry Lewis funny, which to Americans is hilarious because he's, like, not funny. Anyway. So, oh well. Trump is superpower. We'll see what happens. I can't talk anymore. Sorry. I know you want me to go on and on, but I can't. Monday, Wednesday, and Thursday are my town hall columns. Follow me at Twitter. At Kurt Schlichter. I will.
Okay.
Kurt Schlichter. At Kurt Schlichter. Get The Attack and the Kelly Turnbull books. And a little Kelly Turnbull news. We have Blue Flame, which is the Kelly Turnbull graphic novel.
Beautiful.
The crowdfunding event is coming. Salty Hollywood, my artist, is doing it. Also drew Larry O'Connor's Shameless Liars cover. And
it's going to be great.
It's going to be great. We're looking forward to that. So you can get in on it in advance. You'll want to do that. Also, become a VIP member. Well, I mean, you're obviously a VIP member. Platinum VIP member. A platinum membership is going to get you a whole bunch of special new benefits this year. It's going to be a great year, so we're excited about that. Thank you all very much for listening. Talk to you next time on Unredacted.